The divine principle of healing is proved in the personal experience of any sincere seeker of truth. Its purpose is good, and its practice is safer and more potent than that of any other sanitary method. The unbiased Christian thought is soonest touched by truth and convinced of it. Only those quarrel with her method who do not understand her meaning, or discerning the truth, come not to the light, lest their works be reproved. No intellectual proficiency is requisite in the learner, but sound morals are most desirable. Many imagine that the phenomena of physical healing in Christian Science present only a phase of the action of the human mind, which action in some unexplained way results in the cure of disease. On the contrary, Christian Science rationally explains that all other pathological methods are the fruits of human faith in matter, faith in the workings not of spirit, but of the fleshly mind, which must yield to science. The physical healing of Christian Science results now, as in Jesus' time, from the operation of divine principle, before which sin and disease lose their reality in human consciousness and disappear as naturally and as necessarily as darkness gives place to light and sin to reformation. Now, as then, these mighty works are not supernatural, but supremely natural. They are the sign of Emmanuel, or God with us, a divine influence ever present in human consciousness and repeating itself, coming now, as was promised aforetime, to preach deliverance to the captives of sense and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. When God called the author to proclaim his gospel to this age, there came also the charge to plant and water his vineyard. The first school of Christian Science mind healing was started by the author with only one student in Lynn, Massachusetts, about the year 1867. In 1881, she opened the Massachusetts Metaphysical College in Boston under the seal of the Commonwealth, a law relative to colleges having been passed, which enabled her to get this institution chartered for medical purposes. No charters were granted to Christian Scientists for such institutions after 1883, and up to that date, hers was the only college of this character which had been established in the United States, where Christian Science was first introduced. During 7 years, over 4,000 students were taught by the author in this college. Meanwhile, she was pastor of the first established Church of Christ Scientist, president of the first Christian Scientist Association, convening monthly, publisher of her own works, and for a portion of this time, sole editor and publisher of the Christian Science Journal, the first periodical issued by Christian Scientists. She closed her college October 29, 1889, in the height of its prosperity, with a deep-lying conviction that the next 2 years of her life should be given to the preparation of the Revision of Science and Health, which was published in 1891. She retained her charter and, as its president, reopened the college in 1899 as auxiliary to her church. Until June 10, 1907, she had never read this book throughout consecutively in order to elucidate her idealism. in the spirit of Christ's charity, as one who hopeth all things, endureth all things, and is joyful to bear consolation to the sorrowing and healing to the sick. She commits these pages to honest seekers for truth. Mary Baker Eddy.